A clinical study getting underway in Rotorua and Christchurch will provide valuable information on how the population responds to the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. The study aims to enrol at least 300 adult participants with a focus on Māori Pacifica adults 65 years old and older and those with comorbidities associated with increased risk of COVID. The study will assess immune responses for up to 12 months after the last vaccine dose. Jane Hopgood reports.
The study is called Ka Mātou, Ka Ora, meaning from knowledge comes well-being. It's been led by Vaccine Alliance Aotearoa New Zealand, or VANS, and has been undertaken to inform the national COVID-19 strategy and ultimately enhance vaccine effectiveness and confidence. Melbourne's Institute's VANS Clinical Director, Dr. Fran Pretty, says while the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine has demonstrated efficacy and safety in clinical trials and real-world studies, it hasn't yet been studied in New Zealand.
When you study vaccines, in order to make sure that there's no safety concerns, you also look to see, are they immunogenic? Do they stimulate a good immune response or the right kind of immune response in the body? And when you're testing vaccines for development is to see, do they prevent disease or infection, actually?
Dr. Pretty says because New Zealand hasn't had a drastic COVID-19 outbreak recently, it's not possible to do studies to see if it prevents disease in the country. So she says they're using studies done abroad.
In New Zealand, because we don't have any COVID circulating right now, we can't do the studies to see, does it prevent disease? And so we're using the international data, so we don't need to do that big study here. But we would like to confirm that the immune responses, what's responsible for protecting you, are what we would expect in New Zealanders, and see if there's any differences among groups here that may need to be addressed.
The group she's referring to include Māori, Pacifica, and adults 65 years and older. Dr. Pretty says these groups are known to have higher rates of comorbidities as well as worse outcomes with COVID.
It's important to show that the vaccine is adequately immunogenic, gives a good immune response in those groups, because those are the groups that need the protection the most. They're at higher risk for having, you know, a hospitalization, for example.
Ministry of Health COVID-19 Pacific Response Team member Dr. Api Dalimatonga says currently the uptake of vaccine is slow in South Auckland, and for Pacifica people, it's because of competing priorities.
I know that my patients in South Auckland are not sitting around waiting for an appointment to see me. They're waiting for when the car is available, the one car that is used by five family members, or when someone's able to drive them. So we need to be just more flexible.
Clinical immunologist Dr. Maya Buriton, who is on the Melaghan Institute's Te Urungi Māori Advisory Board, says that Aotearoa is in an enviable position due to our elimination strategy. She says this study measuring specific immune markers offers a useful alternative approach to assess the vaccine response amongst our people. Her statement has been voiced.
Māori and Pacifica have a greater burden of conditions like heart disease associated with more severe COVID-19 disease. However, even after we account for these conditions, Māori and Pacifica are still at increased risk of developing severe disease. We know there is more to learn, and this research is important to help identify and understand any differences in the immune response.
Dr. Pretty says they're confident in the vaccines and that the study is to confirm what the immune response is for each population, which then helps fine-tune the vaccine strategy moving forward.